You want to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth. To keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a
funnel?
And if you're driving horses and want them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
whip?
And what you'd hold in your hands when you're driving them?
The reins.
And when you're riding on them, you hold them.
The reins?
And your feet are in the
stirrups?
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you say you have to do to him? You know, you have to put all the...
Gosh, I don't know. I used to know all that at camp. They made you memorize it when I was little, but I've forgotten now.
Well, what do you call the horses pulling the buggies in the French Quarter? What do you call all the things they have on them? The, you know, all over their shoulders and the...
The bridle and the bridle, I guess.
Okay. And if an electric lamp wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new...
Bulb.
What kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
And if you didn't have a washing machine yourself, you might take the clothes to the...
Let's see. The word that immediately comes to mind is washateria.
Okay. Is that what it was always called, you think?
No, I think that's a fairly modern word.
Do you remember what it used to be?
No, I don't know. Coin laundry or something like that.
What do you keep the dirty clothes in at home, the thing that's got a lid to it?
I don't think we have one, but if we did, it would be called a laundry hamper.
Okay. And to carry the clothes out, to hang them on the line, you carry them out in the clothes?
Basket.
And something that flour used to come in if you buy about 100 pounds.
A sack.
Okay. What was that made out of?
Burlap, maybe.
Okay. Any special names for a sack made out of burlap?
Oh, I would just call it a sack.
Did you ever hear a tote sack or gunny sack?
I've heard the term gunny sack, but I don't really know what it means.
If you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
A bag.
Made out of...
A paper bag.
What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
Well, I always think of a sack as first of all, being bigger. And usually made out of cloth.
Mm-hmm. And something that... A wooden thing that pickles used to be in.
A barrel.
And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
Got me there.
You know what I mean? The metal.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
What kind of skirts did women used to wear?
Hoop.
Okay, you call those?
Hoop skirts.
Okay. And did you ever hear that on a barrel, the hoops?
Barrel hoops. Maybe so, I don't know.
What's smaller than a barrel? That nails would come in.
A keg.
And on a beer keg, the thing you turn to get the liquid out.
A spigot.
Okay. What about out in your yard, what you hook the hose to?
A faucet.
And at the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
And what's the thing that the firemen use?
A fire hydrant.
Do you ever hear another name for a fire hydrant?
Fire plug.
Okay. What about Johnny Pump?
Never heard that.
And what would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill to be ground at one time?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear the expression, a turn of anything, a turn of corn? Or
no.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
I don't know.
An arm...
Full.
Hmm?
An arm full.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
Part load.
Okay. Do you ever hear that called a jag?
No.
And what do you pull out of a wine bottle?
Cork.
Hmm?
Cork.
Okay. Would you call it a cork if it's made out of glass or rubber?